Now, using this same technique, just think how you could approach learning a foreign language. Think how much easier, faster, and more fun it would be to munch your way through 50, 100,000 words of Spanish, French, German. I teach this method to students, and they tell me, how did I ever manage before, endlessly slogging away as they did, repetition after repetition, and still a lot of the words didn't sink in? Yeah, sure, using this method, you'll still have to review or revise. Remember the Ebbinghaus rule of five? Review something five times, and you've got it for life. But with this method, it takes away the monotony of endless repetition. Because although the words and meaning will become automatic after a while, the use of images is so powerful that you'll triple or quadruple the rate at which you absorb foreign words and their meanings. For example, the Spanish for cow is vaca. Imagine a crazy scene of a cow vacuuming a field. How would you remember that the German for rain is Regen? Simple. Find a link between the foreign word and its meaning, no matter how bizarre. Now, I picture a shower of a lot of Ronald Reagans falling from the sky. It's the sort of thing you might expect from a surreal oil painting, a René Magritte or a Salvador Dali. The French for pink is rose. Picture a bright pink rose. The clue is always in the word. You only have to allow your imagination to find one.